the session that I presented at, thankfully I was the first presenter so that I could relax and enjoy the rest of the presentations. And the third presentation was from a registry that's been maintained at Duke, an IPF registry. I think it's called the Pro-IPF registry. And the presentation included over 500 patients. And what they looked at was the transplant rate amongst these 500 plus patients who have been enrolled in this registry. And if you read the guidelines and recommendations, lung transplantation is up there for those patients who might be eligible for lung transplant. And the question is, how many of all the IPF patients are actually eligible for lung transplant? What they showed, and don't quote me exactly on the numbers, was that I think it was around 2.5% of patients had received a transplant 1 year after enrollment, and that increased to about 3 or 4, or might have been 6% of the patients enrolled had a lung transplant at 2 years after enrollment. So this is a very small number showing that transplantation is only available for patients, for very select patients with IPF, and by far and away the majority of patients with IPF may not be candidates. Now with that, I'll caveat it by saying we don't know how many of these 500 patients might have been too early for transplant, but whichever way you cut it, 5-6% at 2 years is a pretty low number of patients with IPF who received a lung transplant. So I think this is quite informative, and I think kind of raises the ante for coming up with more effective therapies aside from the two antifibrotics that we currently have available.